So let's get into the tricky part here in terms of the EGFR mutation. Corey, could you just give us a little bit more of a flavor for this patient? Was this man out there on the internet trying to get information, or was he just asking you what to do? What was his thought about it?
Amazingly incurious gentleman.
Who ordered the test?
We're starting to do it basically to have it banked. So when node positive patients recur, we're not spending 3 or 4 weeks trying to get the information. We know what to do. You could argue, well, you should re-biopsy at that point, and we probably would. But if it's an inaccessible site or not easily biopsied site or a bone site, we won't be able to get valid information. And so getting back to that, he was EGFR 19 positive. In the absence of phase 3 data showing a survival advantage, and granted it was only a sub-analysis from Radiant that even included the mutants, I don't feel I have sufficient justification. The 20-month improvement in PFS, given the toxicities that you would experience for 2 years and the realization that you could treat them at the time of progression, I don't feel I would treat them off study.
And did you bring up the issue in EGFR TKI?
Or I just brought it up, but then I dispatched it almost as quickly as I brought it up.
And what did you treat them with?
Taxane, carbo.
Because of the renal dysfunction?
Yeah.
Interesting, he's a 40-pack year smoker. How long ago did he quit?
He didn't.
Wow,
we had
smoking?
To send him to our smoking cessation program.
Wow, an EGFR positive.